Hello, beloved. It is good to be with you, especially during this time in December where we are reminded of the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, obviously, we know that there are so many people who celebrate this time as just a holy day or a holiday or with all the paraphernalia and all the things that goes along with it. But I would like to make use of this opportunity to take us to a beautiful passage of scripture in Isaiah chapter 9, where it speaks about Christ, where it speaks about this child that was born or is going to be born. This was prophesied. Now, this was future. So I would like us to just take a look at it as we do this weekly Bible study. Before we do that, though, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we have your word, specifically the prophetic word, that points towards the future, that tells us what is going to happen in the future. And as we look at Isaiah, we know that he was prophesying about the Messiah, Jesus Christ, that was to come. And I pray, Father, that you will open up our hearts to receive your word, our minds to understand your word. Enable me to teach your people, I pray, Father, so that we may be edified and understand who Christ really is. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, two verses. We're going to look at Isaiah chapter 9. We're going to look at verse 6 and verse 7. And this is what Isaiah prophesied. He said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it." I want to start with verse 7, that last part. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. This just basically tells us that it is God who will do whatever needs to be done. When Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came, and we know he came because we're looking back now. We're looking back at history. This is prophetic. So this is God speaking through Isaiah to the nation of Israel, telling them about the coming Messiah, the one that was going to be born. In Isaiah chapter 7, he told us about the birth, the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it speaks about the kingship of Christ. Now, in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, for example, we get this understanding of Jesus Christ that would be born, the Messiah that would be born. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which basically means God with us. Nah. So a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. That would be the sign to the people of Israel that Emmanuel, God with us, Messiah, has now arrived. Messiah has now come. Right? "And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it." It is God himself that would do this. This is not instigated or instituted or accomplished by anything that human beings have done. This is something that God alone will perform. And this is just like our salvation. It's just amazing that God is the one who is responsible for our salvation. God is the one who reaches out to sinful man, sinful people. It is not the other way around. It's not human beings who reaches out to God. It is God who reaches out to them. We can even see that with Adam and Eve, remember, in the Garden of Eden. When after they sinned against God, it was God who reached out to them. God came to them. It was God who slaughtered an innocent animal and covered their nakedness. It came from God. God was the one who took the initiative. And here we see that it is the Lord of hosts, it's God himself that will perform this. But what will he perform? He will perform the fact that Jesus Christ would be born. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, we say, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. All right, so the way that Messiah would come into this world would be as a son, as a child that would be born. Now, Isaiah chapter 7 told us that it would be the virgin birth, the way that God would become flesh. The incarnation would happen through Mary, through a woman, a virgin who would conceive and have a child, right? And call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And God would be the one who performs this. God would be the one who enables a woman to be pregnant and to bear a son without her being with a man. It is a God thing. God would do that. So God would be the one who gives a son. All right? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the Father, the only begotten Son of God, which means first, one of a kind, unique in all aspects. Jesus Christ would be born and he would be the Messiah. All right, so this Messiah would be born and it would be God himself who would perform this. But in verse 6, it tells us also that the government will be upon his shoulder. And this is just absolutely amazing. Because this would be the fulfillment of the fact that Messiah would rule. Nah? This son that would be born, he will rule the nations of the world. For example, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 27, we read, "And he shall rule them," that's the nations of the earth, "with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessel, as I also have received from my Father." And in Revelation chapter 19, verse 15, we read, "And out of his mouth," this is out of the Messiah, now out of Jesus Christ that would return as the King, "out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God." This speaks about judgment that would come. Why? Because he's the ruler. He's the one who can do it. All right. So unto us a child is born. This is how Isaiah describes the Messiah that is to come. He would be a child. And then specifically, he would be a son that would be born. A one of a kind, never to be repeated again kind of son. And the government will be upon his shoulders. But then that's not where Isaiah ends. Isaiah gives us who this Messiah child, son that would be born. He tells us his name will be called, and he gives us three specific, how can I say, expressions of who Christ the Messiah would be. Now, in some translations it says he will be called Wonderful Counselor. There's a comma between the Wonderful and Counselor, but in effect, you can say that it's actually three names that are combined with one another. It's kind of two words that are combined to bring up three distinct names that describes to us who this son is. And the first one is, he is a wonderful counselor. He's not wonderful counselor, two things. He is a wonderful counselor. All right? The wonderful counselor would mean that in contrast with any king in Israel, in contrast with any earthly king, this one that has the government upon his shoulder, he would be he would be filled with supernatural wisdom, and he would implement this kind of wisdom. As he acts as the king, this amazing king, according to the prophecy that he would be upon the throne of David, that this king would be a wonderful counselor. He would have supernatural wisdom, and he would just charge this supernatural wisdom as he rules. It would not be as the earthly kings. Solomon in all his wisdom would not compare at all with the wisdom of the Messiah, of the king that would sit on the throne of David, of the child that would be born, the son that would be given unto us, this child that would be born from a virgin, who would be Emmanuel, God with us. So he would be a wonderful counselor, completely different to the kings of the earth. All right, his wisdom would be supernatural. His wisdom would be perfect. And whenever he would give counsel to anyone, it would be perfect counsel. All right, but that's not all. He's also called Mighty God. Which, this word mighty speaks about powerful, like a powerful warrior. All right, so the Messiah would actually accomplish military exploits. He would be able to not only judge the world in righteousness, but he would be able to execute that judgment. He would be able to sit on the throne of David as the king and rule the nations of the earth. That's who he is. He is amazing. He is a mighty God. And we know Messiah is also God. We know Jesus Christ is both God and man. 100% God, 100% man. He is the God-man. So he can be called Mighty God because he is God. Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity. So he is Mighty God. And as Mighty God, he is mighty in battle. All right. And he will execute every single aspect of what Messiah would do as Messiah reigns. As the king reigns, he would be able to do whatever needs to be done because he is Mighty God. Right, but then the third explanation of his name is that he would be Prince of Peace. Oh, what a beautiful name. His government, the rule of Emmanuel, that is God with us, will produce peace on this earth among all the nations of the earth. Listen to what Isaiah says. Isaiah says, "And he shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Why? Because the Prince of Peace, when he rules, he will bring in perfect peace. Not only among the nation of Israel, not only among God's people, but among the nations of the world. Because he is the Prince of Peace. Oh, it is so amazing. So Isaiah basically tells us, he gives us the names, and he explains the name that the Messiah would be called by. He explains the name of this child that would be born, Emmanuel, God with us, the son that would be given unto us. He would be a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, and the everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. Oh, what a beautiful explanation of who Jesus Christ would be. All right, then we go down to verse 9. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. It says, "Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end." Beloved, and here is the increase of his government. So once Messiah comes, and once he starts ruling over his church, there will be a constant increase of his government. So his influence as the king of the earth will increase. And we know that this happened because when Jesus Christ came and he established the church started off, obviously, with 120 people in the upper room, the apostles being the leaders of the church. And then later on, there would be elders, who would shepherd the church of God. So the leadership of the church would consist of elders as we continue with time. And through the eldership, Christ Jesus rules over the church. He is king of the church. But also as the kingdom expands and as the influence of the kingdom expands through the preaching of the gospel, and as more and more and more people come to salvation through Jesus Christ, we can see the increase of his government all over the earth. And how can we say that? Wherever the church is established and wherever the rule of Christ is among his people, you will see if believer goes into normal government, civic government, you will see that the rule of Jesus Christ would be implemented in that government in some or other way, whether it is implementing prayer, whether it is acknowledging God, whether it is implementing certain principles, some biblical principles that needs to be implemented. Because God's people, no matter what job they have, no matter what function they have, if they are in government, they will establish the governance of Christ in their influence sphere. That's the way it works. So there will be an increase of his government. And it's amazing that not just the increase of his government, but you will see that there will be an increase of peace. Which would ultimately, and let me just say this, that ultimately the government of Christ will be in the millennial reign when he sits on the throne of David in Jerusalem and he rules as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, he rules supreme over everyone, where every knee has bowed before him and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is King. So there will be this increase that will culminate into this the kingship of Jesus Christ over all the earth. Now he rules in his church, and wherever he is acknowledged as king, he rules. But there's going to be a day when Jesus Christ will rule as king over all the earth, over all the nations of the earth. All right, and it's amazing that wherever Christ rules, there is peace. So the government will increase, but also peace will increase. And why? Because the Prince of Peace is in charge. The Prince of Peace will rule. All right? So, and there will be no end to his government. There will be no end to the peace that he institutes. People will think, oh, there is no peace. No, wherever Christ rules, there is peace. Wherever Christ rules, his government is established. And it will increase and it will increase and it will have no end. All right, and then it says, upon the throne of David, his government will increase till he sits on the throne of David in Jerusalem to rule. And over his kingdom, there will be no stopping the increase of his government and of his peace. Oh, and what will he do? He will order it and he will establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. That's what the text says. From when? From the time Messiah comes. From the time Jesus Christ was born and he had his public ministry and he died on the cross and he was buried and he rose again from the grave and he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father to rule over the church and over his kingdom. From that time forward, forever, there will be this increase in his government. There will be an increase in peace. There will be no end to it. It will be on the throne of David forever and ever. His kingdom will increase. It will be established. And what we will find in his kingdom is there will always be perfect judgment and perfect justice. Why? Because he is the wonderful counselor. He is the one who will bring in supernatural wisdom. He is the mighty God that will judge the nations of the earth. All right, it's just so amazing who Jesus Christ is and who he is prophesied in Isaiah to be. Yeah. All right, and then it says, from that time forward, even forever. Beloved, there will be no end. And then we close up with the words that I started off with. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God will do it. This is not a man thing. This is not something that comes from human beings. No, this is a God thing. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of all the ones that rule in the heavenly sphere and also in the earthly sphere, the Lord of hosts, the one that's supreme over everyone, he will perform this because he alone can do it. Beloved, and that's what we are celebrating if we do celebrate Christmas in some other way. This is what we are celebrating. We are celebrating this child that is born for us. We are celebrating this son that is given unto us. And that he is the ruler. that his government will be on his shoulder, that he is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. His government and his peace will increase from the day that he was born and he started with his public ministry till his death, burial and resurrection. His kingdom will increase. His government will increase. Peace will increase. And he will establish his government and his kingdom with judgment and with justice. And it will start from the day that he was born. And the one that will do this is God Almighty himself. Oh, beloved, this is who we are celebrating. This is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be Emmanuel, who is translated God with us. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you so much that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was born, that he is Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you so much that for unto us a child is given, a son is given, a child is born. Thank you so much for that. Thank you that his government will be upon his shoulders, that he is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. And that we can see how his government increased from 120 people into the point where there are millions and millions of people inside the kingdom of God right now. Oh, Father, thank you so much. And thank you that you've done it. It's amazing. Oh, Father, be with us as we celebrate during this time. And yeah, we know that it's been secularized and so on, but we pray, Father, may we be aware of the true meaning of Jesus Christ being born for us. We know he wasn't born in December, but we know he was born, and that's the truth. May we celebrate that truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, thank you very much. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you his peace. And may his increase and his peace increase and his government increase in our lives as well, and in any place that we have influence. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.